Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Drunk women solving crime. Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Hello! Yay! Seamless, seamless. When I'm not podcasting, I just like to look after myself with a little step aerobics.
I genuinely, when Taylor out there said, I'm going to do step aerobics when we get out there.
And I fucking did.
Yeah, she fucking did.
Living the dream.
How are we doing? Did we have a good interval?
Yeah.
Excellent. Us two.
I had half a sandwich. Anybody else?
What did you do?
I had half a sandwich.
Oh.
I just like to say it like that. It was Mexican beef.
Okay, so I am Katie Wilkins, Detective Sasshole.
Woo!
I am hosting this one. I'm joined, of course, by Hannah George, who is Detective Buttstuff.
Yay!
And Taylor Glenn, who is Detective Asshole. Yeah, that's right.
We all just really like anal. That is a joke.
I don't know how it
happened. That's a bit too far. That's not true.
We
no.
all.
No.
No.
Give me a cheer if you... No, okay, it's fine.
Look.
We like Yay. Audience participation, but...
Like it. We all showed off in our 20s, but now we're done. Too far. It's a second record.
Oh, wait, not nearly far enough. That's brilliant.
Oh, never a truer word spoken. That is great. Okay.
Again, so. Welcome to everyone who's never listened to the podcast. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
There's a few people who have left, and we like that. It's okay.
We separated the wheat from the chaff. And now we're not holding skip. Back.
We've got some really regretful chaff left. It's fine. Everyone is not chaff.
It's not sassy. That's not a sassy line.
It's not sassy
Everyone's
line.
Not chaff.
I'm not chaff. Everyone is welcome, but if you don't want to hear about anal on a Sunday night, then why are you here at a true crime
Then what
podcast?
Are you doing with your lives?
Ironically, we've gone down a bit of a hole here.
Yeah.
So, let's get ourselves back don't up.
Worry. I'll rescue it with some funny puns.
Come on.
Are they puns?
I mean, tell us what they are, and then we'll tell you.
I don't think they are puns.
Right.
I think everything you guys say is a pun.
Okay. All right.
Wing well, mirror.
Engage your punometer. right. This is where
By the way, they're slightly Christmassy.
Oh.
I know it's, yes, I know it's technically early, but I feel like it's slightly Christmassy, hence my hat. Oh, and by the way, my glitter, right? And this is the top that I first wore this top ever on stage, this time 2 years ago when we first played here.
Oh.
And I said to the gals, this is my showbiz top. It's glittery. And Hannah said, does that mean it's covered in an executive's jizz?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
That is showbiz, ladies and gentlemen. As women in comedy, we know. But, do you know what? I love that. I love that we can reuse a gag from the podcast. That's great.
It's good stuff.
And it, so, I mean... It is covered in cheese, so...
Slightly. And yet I'm not on TV.
Such a waste.
Anyway.
What does cheese smell like? I'm sorry, this is a second record. We've had a few more wines.
She's getting married in May, ladies and gentlemen.
And she'll find out then. Because she's waited.
I have waited, yeah. I've waited, yeah.
She only did butt stuff the rest of the time.
It doesn't count.
I'm so sorry. Right.
Doesn't count.
Now I'm going to bridge
the gap. We've all had that friend, though, right?
Can we just...
What friend? Says butt stuff doesn't count.
Yeah, I thought that was just a little joke, and then I...
Yeah, no, Jesus is
fine
with
butt school,
stuff.
I was like, hello, wow, really? I know.
I think vagina stuff doesn't count. I'm wearing white at my wedding. Like... What a dick. All sorry, right. Katie, we are disrupting this.
Do you know what? It's all good. Right. So, I got some Christmassy ones for you.
So, Christmas.
Christmas cheers, right. Okay. Now.
So, like, bread sauce is Christmas cheers, that's what I'd say. Ruining everyone's Christmas with their family.
We've got the level. They like anal, they don't like jizz in their bread sauce.
No, I'm sorry we didn't get that earlier than this. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry. All right.
I can hear more people leaving.
Look, it's late on a Sunday and there's a blizzard. It's nothing to do with our content.
No.
Right, anyway.
Oh, that was my last husband.
All right.
Anyone fucking married me.
This is where a snowball meets a cold case.
Okay.
Get it? Because they're both cold.
Yes, I did. Pre-explanation, yeah.
Okay.
Not a pun, but okay.
Okay, no, good, because I'm interested in that. Right. This is where a mistletoe martini meets malfeasance in office.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hmm. And this is where a Christmas punch meets the plum pudding riots.
Ah, okay.
It's a real thing. It happened when they tried to cancel Christmas when Cromwell was in charge. Anyway, it's a true crime podcast with a twist.
Of lime.
And now, without further ado, please welcome our fantastic guest for this episode, the comedian Hayley Ellis. Hayley! Welcome. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Excellent.
Have you done anal? No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Wow.
Sorry.
Strapping.
Or do you like Cromwell? Because we seem to talk, we're like the only podcast that can pivot from one to the other so seamlessly.
I'd rather talk anal, to be honest with you, than... Yeah.
I definitely know more about one of them than the other.
Yeah. I've seen a film about one of them.
Cromwell.
But I won't tell you which one. Okay.
Cromwell was a queen. I'm up to speed.
Hayley, we have one question on this podcast.
Yes.
Have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yes. So, well, not me. So basically, I was in Leeds and I kicked these fucking wing mirrors off the car. Just didn't like them. Didn't like them. That will make no sense on the podcast.
Doesn't matter.
I'll tell you a proper one.
It's really creepy as she wasn't here for the first half.
That was excellent.
I was living in Manchester at the time in the student area. Not because I was a student, I just couldn't afford anywhere better. And I was walking, it was about 5 o'clock, and I was walking home from work, and it was very well lit at the time, it must have been like summertime, and there was two men behind me with their hoods up looking really shifty, and I remember thinking, oh, I don't want them to think that I think they're going to rob me, so I'll just walk normally.
Double
God
profit.
Forbid. Yeah. God forbid they think that I think they're actually going to do what they're going to do. So I just carried on walking, just normally. Oh, just pretend, just look on my phone. And then I heard like a car horn just going, like that. And it sort of skidded in front of me, the car. And I was like, what's going on here? And it was a lady, and she got out of the car. She went, oh, God, I'm just checking you're all right, because I seen those two men behind you were just about to rob your bag. Ooh. And so that's why she beeped a horn, and they just ran off, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So wow.
And then she got a knife out and she robbed them. She get in the car.
Yeah, she did crime top trumps on you.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. What a hero.
Yeah, she was, yeah. And but Facebook wasn't around at the time, so I couldn't, like, go on there and thank her and stuff. I just, yeah.
Were you still in character, though, so you went all Andy McDowell? Like, I hadn't noticed. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's really intense.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm glad she was a good driver too, because she could have just. What if she just killed you?
Just hit me, and then they took the bag off my corpse. No. Just like, yeah, but yeah, so that was lucky.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, wow. Mm.
And then did you? What happened next? Like, did you chat for a while, or was she just like off to save some more women?
Yeah, she's like, not all heroes wear capes. Goodbye.
Just doing a stall as she left. I don't remember much about it, to be honest with you. But yeah, she just sort of drove on. It was really nice. And
It's like earlier today, Katie left her handbag in the toilets at Manchester Piccadilly. I know. Ooh. And then we were in Sainsbury's buying all the booze, and already the cashier was a little bit like, there's so much booze, and Katie just went, I've left my handbag in the bog! And then so she ran off, and then there was a lady there saying, has anyone lost a handbag? And like, my favourite thing was that you like thanked her so profusely that she told you to go away.
she told me to calm down.
Yes. It's so nice, because it's so nice when somebody like does this good thing.
Yeah.
But then when somebody's too like
too grateful.
Yeah, she's like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to nick your stuff now. My God.
You deserve to get robbed.
Yeah, this is in Manchester. Just went, thanks. She went, all right. And just cracked on.
Oh, that is so amazing, though. Mm. Wow.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm like racking my brains for a time I've helped anyone ever. I'm coming up blank. Have you guys ever been a hero?
I've accidentally driven into a puddle and splashed somebody.
That's not that helpful.
That's the opposite of what we're talking about.
I was just trying to compare and contrast.
Do you know what I did the other day, actually? Because we do a comedian, we do a lot of driving and that, and I was driving back on the motorway, but I never know which motorway I'm on because I just follow the sat-nav. I just don't know where I am. I just follow the sat-nav. And I seen someone, I don't know if I've started this, and I'm like, I don't know if it's appropriate. But
they love it, they love it.
No, it involves animals and people don't like that. Humans are like, yeah, fine. Animals were like, no, too far. But there was someone had dumped a bag of cats on the motorway, yeah. So I was like, oh, my God, what do I do? And I'd already, because I was on the motorway, I'm speeding past and I couldn't pull in anywhere. So I pulled in when I could and I looked on my phone like, who do I ring? Because I couldn't wake my partner up and go, what do I do? Because it was like 1 a.m. So I rung like the highway agency.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, well, what seems to be the matter? And I was like, I've just seen a bag of cats. I think he thought I was drunk. Just seen a bag of cats. And he's like, what did you say? I was like, there's a bag of cats on the motorway crawling out. And he was like, this is the weirdest call I've ever had. I was like, and then I thought, I definitely did see them, didn't I? It's not because I've had a really late night and too much Red Bull. But yeah, so he said they were going to send someone out and get them. So fingers crossed they're all right.
I'm going to assume they all got rescued and found wonderful homes.
Yeah, but it wasn't just one, it was a bag. Yeah.
Man. Mm. Well...
Sorry. Have you ever had anal sex? Sorry.
We always ask on this podcast,
have you ever seen a bag of cats?
I mean, we're going to do that now. But we always ask, what would you say to the perp if you had him now?
So what to say to who, sorry?
The perpetrator of crime.
Sorry.
Yeah, we use a lot of slang. We're pretty cool.
What about
detectives?
The old?
Kind of
what
like,
about the Nal?
I'm like a real cop, so like...
So, to the men who are going to rob me, I just hope they've got better at it, if that's what they're doing for a living. Because they weren't very good.
They've just got to lose the woman that's tailing them, and then they can...
And also, it's a really shit bag. Like, I'm living in a student area. You're not going to get much off me. It was, you know, clever at best. Oh, I'm so... You get better at your job, I hope. I don't know what I'm talking
about. Like, you got to tell them to do better. Rob
do better.
Better.
If you're going to do crime...
Do you think it was their mum? Like, their mum was the one that was like...
Just, I've seen this really cheap bag on this girl. Can you get it for me for Christmas?
No, I meant in the car. She was like, yeah. She was like, oh.
That makes more sense.
Again.
Yeah.
Don't make me do this again.
But, yeah, I'm forever thankful for that lady. I've been very lucky, actually.
Yeah, that's amazing. Great. I just also... We do this podcast and we uncover lots of terrible things, like cats in a bag. But we also, whenever we hear it, like, there's somebody helped, or, like, it's actually very heartwarming to hear the nice stories.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
It gives us hope.
Also, kind of sounds like a mafia name, like Bag of Cats.
Oh, that's going to stick with me now, isn't it? Hashtag Bag of Cats.
Now, are you guys ready to solve a true crime?
Oh, yes.
Yes. The case that we're going to be discussing takes us to the realms of science fiction.
Ooh.
Or does it?
Ooh.
It is kind of unbelievable. Or is it?
This is panto. That's what's happening right now.
Now, honestly, I don't know. We might conclude that the person in this case is just a massive liar. Or is he?
Oh, wow.
I've done it. That's the comedy rule of three.
What sci-fi panto would be like, look above you.
No, that deserved more, actually, Manchester.
It really did.
That was very good.
I tried hard.
All right. I've
got like three synapses doing that.
We've got Jeopardy. Strap in. Now, okay. The FBI arrested a man accused of a stock exchange scam. 44-year-old man. Andrew Carlson. He had started with only $800, and over a period of about 2 weeks, he made 126 risky deals.
Sorry, I don't know why that made me laugh.
I thought it was going to be an amount.
Yeah, I did as well.
Now, my question to you is, at the end of 2 weeks, so he starts with 800, at the end of 2 weeks with these risky deals, how much money has he accrued?
Just $800.
He starts with $800. What's he got at the end of 2 weeks when the FBI arrest him?
This is just a matter of mathematics.
This is The Price is Right.
Okay. $100.
Maths is hard. Thank you.
Maths is very hard.
If I had $800 and I did 126, I'm just showing my work out loud.
Yeah, you do get partial credit. Taylor's ahead. You guys better catch up.
I feel like if he'd have bought Bitcoin. Then 126 bitcoins. I don't know what they are. I've heard they're a thing.
Okay.
I feel like he could have... And also, if this is going to be... If the FBI are looking into it, this is 126 things he maybe knew were going to happen. Because with the stock market, you need to know vaguely what's going to happen.
Sure.
It's like with the kind of... With the coronavirus, like, people were like... Do you know what I mean? Like, some companies were like, oh, I've just bought a lot of... what's it called? The stuff that keeps you safe from us.
The PPI.
No, not PPI. You can get money back for PPI now. If you were missold PPI, you tell me because I can get you some money.
Have you been missold PPI?
But the PII, the PP poo.
What is
PPP?
It?
PPP?
PPE. PPE.
I love it. Hold on. He's going, fucking PPE. Fuck's sake, we've been in this for 2 years.
Our audience work for the NHS.
I'm sorry. PPE. People who invested, you need to look into people who invested in PPE in like
February. Oh, no, complete
February.
Scams going on, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
Sorry, that's not an answer. PPE is my answer.
Okay.
I think he made two million.
Two million. Higher
from $800.
He made some risky investments, guys.
And also, the FBI arrest him, so you know it's got to be significant.
Wow. I thought I was going to be outrageous, and I was going to say $1.2 million.
Okay.
But then you came.
So what did you say? 2 million? Mm-hmm. 2 million, 1.2. Haley?
$6 billion.
Excellent.
Somebody invest.
You know what? I think Hannah is the closest.
Yes.
$350 million.
That doesn't feel close to what
well,
I
no,
said.
Well, no, but it's closer than $6 billion.
It is $350 million.
Yeah. What? Yeah. From an 800 starter for in 2 weeks.
That's fucking PPE, baby.
And they don't sound like risky deals, these talk, if he's making that much, is it? It's not no. like he's putting it all on a horse or like...
Like, yeah, I'll just put it off to like the name of the horse. Yeah.
I guess it's a high risk if it's like the odds are stacked against it or whatever. So yeah, if you've got insider knowledge, it's not. It's like,
oh, maybe risky deal was the horse. And we've got risky deal. He's in third place. He doesn't stand a chance. But risky deal is more than risky deal. That did not deserve that. The other
yes,
joke
it did.
Get your priorities straight, guys.
What? Why are you yelling at them for clapping you?
I'm being ironic.
Oh, right. This is cool.
Right?
This is why
an American has said something's ironic, so we don't know what that
don't
means.
Don't you think?
So I never many learned spoons. How to be cool. So,
so
I could
many spoons.
Just copy you. All right, now, in custody, Andrew makes a confession.
Mm. Ooh. That
is the correct noise for intrigue. You guys are match fit for Panto. This is good. Manchester is ready.
Has he done anal? No. I need to know everyone's anal status in this story.
Detective Buttstuff.
She's asking the big questions.
Okay, so he makes a confession. My question is, where does Andrew say he got the information?
From his butt. His butt.
What year is this? Do we know yet?
No, I'm going to tell... Well, you're going to guess in a minute, but okay. We'll get there.
You
we'll
said
there.
It was science fiction.
I said it took us to the realms of science fiction,
so did
or
does the aliens tell him?
Aliens. Okay, excellent yeah. guess. Aliens from Taylor. What do you guys think?
Mm,
what he says...
Yeah. A tweet?
A tweet?
Well, do you know like those people from like, this is just me, but like Geordie Shore and stuff, sometimes now what they do on their Instagram is they like offer you gambling tips.
Yes!
They do.
Yeah, James Locke from Towie. He there does something. Go. He's like, do you want some do some business or something?
And yeah.
Yeah, they do that.
So he's like, oh. I can make you loads of money. I can make you 32
yeah.
million pounds.
They're like, oh, how weird. I get you. Get your money on this.com. So...
Oh wow!
I mean, I don't think it is that. I'm not going to win the game, right. But
you get points for ingenuity.
I feel like it could be a God thing. I feel like he might say it. Ah. Like fucking God told me. God told me about.
God wants me to be a millionaire.
Yeah, because I feel like people you almost can't argue with that if you're saying like it's a thing that God has told me, and it just so happens 126 times he has told me the right answer. He doesn't fuck around.
Okay. Now is this everyone's final answers?
I feel like none of them are correct.
Or could it be like, do you know when the it's not this, but do you know like when the World Cup was on and they had that octopus picking the answers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what
that's
was that
a great
name?
Answer. Yeah. Oh, because he's passed on, hasn't he?
Oh, I didn't. Well, R.I.P.
Oh, no. I didn't know that either.
No, the calamari was fucking delicious. It was, no, it was lovely. It was really nice. Bit of lemon. Mm.
Well, that's you've topped the cats anyway.
Yeah. Am I hungry? Let's see. Not anymore. Thank you very much, Mr. Octopus.
Oh my God.
What? Fuck it. I ate the World Cup octopus. I'm getting a bit fighty. I'm sorry. It's
all right, smashed all right. a bottle in a minute.
Yeah, I fucking killed him.
All right. You know what? You know what?
What was the question?
Where did he say he gets it? None of you are correct, but I'm giving it to Hayley because she had my favourite answer.
Oh,
oh okay.
But what was the answer?
The correct answer is he says he got it from the future.
Oh. Oh no.
Is this Marty McFly?
Right?
I mean,
this is like
I
Biff
wish.
From Back to the yeah. Future too.
Yes.
Does he have the almanac?
Well, let's get there. Now.
Sorry to be so topical. Don't know if you go to the pictures.
Now, Andrew said he was a time traveller from the future who had come back to play the markets.
Oh, no, I really fucking fancy him now. Don't you? I'm kind of a bit like, oh, fucking Andrew, yes!
So my questions... Okay, now, this is the bit. Do you want to guess what year he's arrested and what year does he say he's from?
Oh, my.
Oh, this is so nice.
He's 44.
Is it 1980 and he says he's from 1999?
That's excellent. Okay, I'm not going to reveal, you guys.
I'm gonna invest like it's 1999. Okay.
In your own time.
It's just a live podcast.
This feels... It's pre 9/11.
People have paid to wait to hear you.
1999, this is happening. Okay. Wait, you said that.
No, she says the future. She says 1980 and future 99. What are you saying?
96, it's but, happening.
Okay.
Oh. And he says he got the info in 2025.
Okay, nice.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
Well, this is the thing, because I was thinking, obviously it happens in 2020 because he's investing in PPE, we already know. So I think 2020, and I think if you're like, ooh, okay, I'm going to go 1990, because I think in 1990 you're thinking, fucking hell, 2020, that's so long away.
Yeah.
Whereas Hannah was like born in 1990. This what? Is what's great.
Well, Hannah wishes.
Yeah, I do. I really do. Okay. 2020 is what he says.
For future. Yeah. And he's arrested in 1990.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you who is the closest, but I will tell you the correct answer. He is arrested in 2003.
Ooh.
And he says he's from 2250.
What? He says it's from what?
Sorry, what? 2256.
2256! Yeah. The world's fucking ended by then, hasn't it? We're seeing to that. We're fucking this shit up.
Also, like, I'd love to know what clothes he was in. Do you know, like, unless he was in Baco foil, I'd be like, what? If you're from 2020, why are you wearing an Adidas tracksuit? Have you got a picture?
No, I'm so sad I don't. Okay, so Andrew said he came to 2003 from the... I came and searched this case straight-faced, but now I've had a drink. It seems really funny.
He does sound like a man we've probably all dated as well.
I'm from 2256. All right, he said he came to 2003 from the year 2256 in a time machine.
Oh,
and he refused to tell the investigators.
Yeah, there's some dogs outside going, what did Kate just say?
I'm sorry. He refused to tell the investigators the location or workings of his craft. So that is...
Why fucking should he? Why should he?
That is unverifiable. It's his word against physics. And... I wish he could have at least drawn a picture for the FBI.
Oh,
we got
goodness.
Nothing. We got nothing. We don't know if it's a DeLorean. It's very disappointing. Now,
that's what they're telling you.
Right. Now, we're going to get to the conspiracy theories later. Now, there's supposedly a four-hour-long videotaped confession of all this. And he is reported to have said, and I quote, "It was just too tempting to resist. And I had planned to make it look natural, you know, lose a few here and there so it doesn't look too perfect, but I just got caught in the moment."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, we've all... Like, I just feel like everyone's been like, oh, God, I've seen this guy in a bar. Like, such a douche.
No, I've slept with this guy. He sounds amazing. He sounds so good.
But also, he must have a dead good memory to, like, I can't remember who won the World Cup last year. Like, so he must, like, to remember, like, 176.
He's, like, got to memorise everything to not look like a fake.
Is that not 2,000 years? 22, 26, 25.
You married him! Has he still got loads of intel?
It doesn't surprise me.
So it's 2021 now. So it's 200.
Oh, I thought you said 2250.
No, yeah, he's 20.
Yes,
he's
yes, that's 2,000 years,
no,
right?
No, he's from 2256. It's two. He's from 200. And...
But I was testing you, and you've all passed. He's not 200 years. Am I fucking thick? Well, okay, because it would be 2,000 years before 1,000 and...
He's 250 years
old. Oh, I don't fancy him as much anymore. Fuck this guy.
All just right. Today, Hannah told me that she was born with the umbilical cord around her neck.
I don't do that in confidence. Wow. Okay.
Wow. I'm sorry.
I
you can tell them about my violent birth if you want.
Now, look, we could chat birth all day, but I'm going to here to tell you about time travel.
Drunk women solving crime.
Welcome to Super Bowl 403. This is Dick Crickerson reporting live for NBC, home of the NFL, Beijing Winter Olympics, and Law & Order Special Victims Unit. In just a moment, we'll be watching a showdown between the Anchorage Snowballs and the Sarasota Spring Breakers. It's certainly been a year for football. There's been passes, touchdowns, and tackles. We've had our fair share of injuries, including the Snowballs' own semi-back forward, Morvin Rushworth. Yep, Morvin unfortunately took a hard spill after a 30-yard street sweep against the Harrisburg Hot Dogs back in October. Replacing Morvin will be Lizzie Loveridge, a promising recruit from the University of College in Maryland. Sarasota's coach, Detective Langwood, who moonlights as a detective to help pay his alimony, was also injured in a slushy accident at a 7-Eleven. But there's no stopping Langwood. Despite the name, they are out for some snowball blood today. Also vying for the title, our superstars and archenemies, Anna Richards and Chris Richardson, both from Richmond, Virginia, and both very, very rich, each known for a different skill. Anna, of course, is a center outside writer, whereas Chris is a full partial halfback. We've got an exciting game ahead of us, so reheat those nachos that you made at 10 a.m. and let's play some football. You can join us on patreon.com/drunkwomen solving crime.
Hey guys, we are back in London for our monthly residency at our brand new venue, which is Covent Garden Studios. If you've never seen Drunk Women Solving Crime live, it's time to come check us out. Find out what our faces look like. They're amazing. Our next show is Thursday, February 24th, so come along. You can get tickets at drunkwomensolvingcrime.com or dice.fm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This story blows up. It's 2003, the internet was still a novelty, people loved sharing stuff like this. It's so different from how we live today. But the internet is a big part of how this weird story kind of goes mainstream, and it ends up being reported in The Times, The Guardian, The Mirror, news websites around the globe, like Australia, Japan, everyone is reporting on this.
And ask Jeeves.
Yeah. He's
Alta Vista has a big story on it.
Just wait 2 minutes, please.
I heard somebody really young go, huh?
No.
You bag of kittens.
Everybody just loved that this, like, 44-year-old guy, he's, like, basically been caught insider trading, and instead of the normal boring excuses of some other guys just left me holding the bag, but, you know, I'm innocent, he just goes straight for time travel to explain it.
Now I fancy him again. He's back. He's back.
Everyone's into it. Now, Andrew isn't stupid. He wants to do some bargaining with the feds. So in return for leniency and the chance to go back to the future in his timecraft, he offers to divulge a string of historical facts that they might want to know. So my question is, what information or historical facts did he offer to them?
We've only got 200 years to play with, you guys.
It's 2003.
Who won I'm a Celebrity 2021?
Excellent.
Trump will be president.
Any other guesses?
So what he said was going to happen?
Yeah, so he's like, so it's 2003. He's like,
global pandemic.
Fidget spinners. That feels a bit mental, doesn't it? I feel like if he knew about fidget spinners, I'd be like, all right. Yeah. That wasn't insider trading. That was a guy. But,
I hope he describes that year in detail.
Well, this is it. What do they want to know about in 2003?
And
What do they want to know about
in 2003?
That they want to know about 200 years in the future.
Yeah, what? So he's offering them, historical facts that they might want to know. That's pertinent to 2003.
We already know quite a lot because Busted told us in the year 3000 that they live underwater. So we got that.
Oh my God, the triple-breasted women. It's all we could hope for, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So this is women with three tits, please. Please.
Does he elaborate on what Busted foretold?
I don't actually know what I'd want to know. I don't think I'd have any questions. Would you? Because all your friends and family would be dead.
No, but he's from way in the future.
Yeah.
What's going to happen in the next few years?
I mean, my
2003?
First question would be like, do people look like you? Like this 44-year-old dude?
Okay.
You know, like really? We haven't evolved past insider trader looking dudes.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right.
And life expectancy.
Any advance on
good?
This, or shall I tell you what he offers them?
What the fuck does he say?
All right. The information or historical facts that he offered to them were the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden.
Oh, that worked out. That bloody worked
and
out.
Okay. A cure for AIDS.
Oh, which kind of, there's almost a...
I mean, there's sort of like, it's basically, yeah. Like,
but did but were the things that he said the things that led to these
Here's
things?
What's great is this is like, I can only think 5 years into the future. Like, he's not even imaginative enough to go beyond like, well, these things are happening now.
But
you also, know?
But that's the thing, like, because that's, so, like, obviously, what 9/11's only just happened a year and a half ago at this point. Because he's arrested in March of 2003. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, tell me you're from 2003 without telling me you're from 2003.
We don't want to think. Yeah, we don't want to think too
That's
far
That's what
ahead.
Everyone's obsessed with. They're obsessed with where is Osama bin Laden? Mm-hmm. And I guess AIDS. Jennifer Aniston's hair is a great answer.
What happens next? What happens next for Jen?
Yeah.
Fucking Brad Pitt.
She's actually still married at that point, isn't she?
Brad Pitt, is it?
He's just been in Friends at that point.
I love the idea this guy comes back and only has celebrity gossip.
That'd be great.
Really fun. Like, but what about the AIDS thing? Tell us about the fucking cure.
No. Bennifer happens all over again.
No!
When you least expect it.
But he also could just say, oh, Osama bin Laden is in a cave somewhere.
And then
they could
prove him wrong.
Yeah, like, and then he go, oh, he must have moved.
I know. And that's the other thing, too. It's like, because, like, in theory now, can't he be charged with withholding information about where a terrorist is?
Yeah.
Isn't he an accomplice with his crazy plan?
I love the idea, like, because in that picture, you know that picture where they're looking, the Navy SEALs, they're watching the Navy SEALs get bin Laden, and it's like, it's Obama, it's Hillary Clinton, and there's a few other people in that picture who don't know who it is. I bet, is it this fucker? That would be amazing. Andrew, isn't it? He's there going, yeah, I fucking told you.
Also, I cannot confirm nor deny, but go on, Taylor.
Well, just every time I look at that photo of their faces, I just know that even if I was really good at my job, if you know that's what they're capturing, like, they're taking a photo of you right now watching this man get I know I'd be like, don't laugh. You know what I mean? Like, what if you just let your face do the wrong thing? This is the main reason I don't work in politics.
All the photos.
My face just tells a story.
Hysterical reactions all over the place. My question now is, do the FBI go for this plea bargain historical facts exchange? Yes or no?
Yes
from the audience mainly. No, from another audience. All right, yes or no, you guys?
No.
No from Taylor?
They're not that corrupt. Come on.
Okay, not interested in their futures.
Well, I think yes, because I sort of believe him. Do you know what? I do. Do you know when you listen to these serial killers and they say I've been possessed, but and I'm thinking maybe they are. They might have been though.
Why not? Yeah. We can't prove either way.
No, that's
have
what
a,
I mean.
Have a little faith.
Do you know also
I bought some magic beans on the way here, by the way.
Also, literally the whole time you've been talking
about cats, bag of cats. It's not your fault.
Get sponsorship from Whiskers for this episode.
Look after your cats, people. Look after your right. What are you? Yes or no? FBI want to do this deal or not?
Oh, no. I had a point. Oh, I had a point. It was coming. Oh, it was because I keep thinking about the fact that he made all of that money, like 300 million.
350, yeah, million.
And I was thinking, oh my God, but like there's fucking no way he could have done that. And then you said insider trading. And I was like, that was how he did that. And now I think it's insider trading. If there's another explanation.
Yeah.
What is that Occam's razor? It's the thing about the fact that the most likely thing is the thing that happened. Yeah. And I think that the most likely thing is he did fucking insider trading.
Yeah, if you've eliminated...
Andrew's a fucking dog.
Right, so you've dumped him.
No, I hate him, no. Do you know what? He's dumped at the altar, actually.
Hannah,
and yet he did get that far.
This relationship was a roller coaster.
It really was. I want him back!
But all right, I just think you both need to take a break now.
Yeah. Guys, I'll see you next time.
The answer is no. The FBI do not want to trade made-up historical facts with a lunatic.
When you put it like that.
An unnamed US Securities and Exchange Commission insider was quoted as saying, "We don't believe this guy's story. Either he's a lunatic or a pathological or a pathological liar." Sorry. I can't do my own case straight-faced. Now,
what is sexier though?
They let him talk for 4 hours.
Yes, they recorded him talking for four hours. That's good police work.
They're bored of their jobs, though. You're just like, all right, keep going.
My next question is: does he go to prison, and if not, what do you think happened?
Well, he knows how the prison was built. So he has a tattoo all over his body.
Escape tunnel. Yeah.
He's got to go to prison, hasn't it? Because the FBI will want the money. Right. So they can't just let him free. Well, can they? And then they keep the money?
Yeah, no, this is a great answer. I like it. I like your answer and I like your reasoning.
I don't know if there is an answer there, but thanks.
Thank you for finding it.
Do they? So what do you think?
Prison, FBI, gotta do their job.
Yeah, okay, I think he went to prison then.
Okay, yeah. So yes to prison, Taylor and Hannah.
Yeah.
Yes to prison.
Must have gone to prison.
All right.
But I wonder if all along the way he was like, I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to do that. We got this all under control.
He just floated to prison on his hovercraft.
I kind of think if he didn't like... If he... Wait, what? I'm just trying to work it out. Because I'm like, if he didn't go to prison, then like, I've got like £800, right? Like, if you can make £800 turn into 300 million and not go to prison, I would do that. Do you feel like I would do that? I'd do that.
I don't even think you know what year it is.
Are you saying he doesn't go to prison?
I'm hoping he doesn't, and then I'm going to do exactly what he did.
Okay.
And you'll see me in the newspapers.
All right. A little
fun fact of this podcast is the drunkest person is always the person who hosted first.
Yeah, it is. To be
because
fair.
They've been all tightly wound, like, I've got to focus.
And then
they're like, well, I'm done.
Do you know what else was tightly wound? The umbilical cord round my neck. But anyway, carry on. He didn't go to prison.
I really am sorry. That feels really, really personal because it involves your body and a little bit of your mother's body. And like, I shouldn't have said it.
So yeah, who lays claim to the umbilical cord?
Ooh.
Like Switzerland, I guess. Are you a Nazi or not?
I'm an umbilical cord.
Okay, I'm going to
tell you. All the places I thought this case would go. All right, sorry, Katie.
All right, back to stone cold science and time travel. Now, Carlson... He's what? Say that again. Oh, you know what? I like your thought. You're basically right. Yeah.
Oh no, you nailed it.
What happens is, man in the audience is right. Carlson was scheduled for a court hearing, but some unknown person paid a bond of $1 million for his bail, and then he disappeared.
Is he Carlson?
And he's with us today. He's come back
well
to enjoy
done.
The glory.
And I fancy him, so.
It all checks
he's
out.
He's brought his wife.
We've never solved this before. Okay, sorry.
So just disappeared.
All right. Hey!
I get it! It's a wing mirror joke!
I love Manchester. This is the best.
Yeah.
Okay, now, question. Where does he go, or should I say when?
Does he go and hang out with Osama bin Laden?
Or tip him off that they're coming? Yeah. I've told him, mate.
He could have to
go to the other cave.
Go to the other cave.
They know about this one.
Where does he go? That's exciting, though, isn't it? It's like, does he say he's gone back to the future?
Well, no, my question to you is where or when is he? And then you might not like my answer, so
where
just go
or
nuts.
When is have fun. Wait, so is he? We don't know if he's found or not.
No, you have to guess. And then,
well, they have to say where they're going to, don't they, when they post bail? They have to say where they're living and stuff, don't they?
Well, yeah, this is it. So
does he sign out to a future year?
Is that your answer?
Sure.
I feel like he said, like, I'm on the fucking moon. Like, do you know what I mean? All I feel like he's the kind of guy that would put his address
moon.
As the moon.
I've already forgotten what to
say. I'm not even sure I said a sentence.
And hey, he's basically gone cave.
No, I think he's now with Elon Musk.
Okay, yeah. Do you know
I
what?
I think he
that
is
would
Elon
explain
Musk.
A lot, actually.
Yeah. Fuck. We genuinely just solved this case.
Yes. Oh, we just blew this one wide open.
Are we going to have to bleep Elon Musk? Amanda, I'm not sure, but I'm excited.
Come on.
All right. He's with insert billionaire's name that we can't name here. That'll cover it.
Yeah.
There's only like 3 billionaires. It could be anyone.
Yeah. Do you have any lawyers in? Does that cover it? Feels like it covers it.
All right, now, I'm going to tell you, we don't know.
Oh!
He goes off grid. After the mysterious man posted his bail,
that's
he was
what I
never
tell my
seen
husband
again.
When I leave. Where are you going?
And
I
there is talk
know.
Of, like, him not existing on records, but also fake ID. Now, this is why this story has a whiff of conspiracy theory about it. Flashes of fake news, which is so different to how we live today. Before it got picked up by the mainstream media, it was originally reported alongside quite wacky stories of sort of aliens and, you know, schools are going to force your children to take drugs and all of that stuff. There's one of the titles that I wrote down was Iraqi submarine prowling Lake Michigan. That was, this is the, you know, it was in that kind of company. And it's the least crazy of those ones. And it was Yahoo News, which picked it up and popularized it. And then the other outlets copied it. I mean, like all good viral news stories, there's people crying hoax, there's people crying government conspiracy, there's people blaming it on Hillary's emails. you can't win. And the FBI kept being asked about it, like when it was all blowing up, and they were getting really pissed off. So there was one source that I was reading about, that I read, had actually rung the FBI themselves and just got like some really pissed off guy going, ugh, this again. They spoke to somebody in FBI headquarters in Washington called Bill Carter, and he said, I doubt very much the veracity of the story. I'm not aware of any individual who's made $350 million on the stock market with an 800 stake. But he also said, there might well be an individual by that name arrested for fraud in any one of our field offices out there. We arrest hundreds of people each week. So it's kind of like neither confirmed nor denied. There's a few other instances like that where it's like you can sort of read into it what you want. Someone said...
Well, we'd have to know... That recent, we would know that he existed and that he made that kind of money.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, this is it, because then it's sort of like it's all out there and then it's like suddenly it's a bit quoted and then it's like, so which one... It feels like people are backtracking. It's very much the truth is out there.
Did no one come out that had slept with him or like went to school with him or anything?
Who are these bitches?
Yeah, where are all they? Now, so my final question is the story a hoax or is the story true but the man is a liar or is this case about a real time traveller?
I think he's real.
Real time traveller?
I'm not saying I'm gullible, but like, he's disappeared. No one knows who he is.
Yeah.
No one's got any pictures of him.
No.
Apart from the Osama FBI picture.
And Osama picks arm around Osama.
Yeah, there's that one. And then there's the man in the audience who just confessed to everything.
Yeah, although if he was 44 in 2003 was...
Nearly 20 years ago.
Nearly 20 years ago, very nice. And so add on nearly 20 years ago to 44.
80 plus 44.
No. So he would be maybe 60?
How old are you?
He doesn't look 60, this guy.
He looks too young to be, but then he's probably popped off and popped back. This could be a week later in his life.
Wait till you see the face creams in 2250.
I think he was a real guy.
Yeah.
I like to think that the investments happened.
Yeah.
Because I think the stock market is quite like, I mean, it's such a wank, the stock market, but it's so exciting because it's kind of like, I don't know, you see things on the stock market and you're like, that's mad that's done that, should have invested in that. And you're like, I don't know what an investment is. Of course I wouldn't know to invest in it. But I feel like he is an insider trader. And
come on, Hannah, you can do it.
Wait there. It's getting tighter. I really hope no one takes a picture of that. Like, Hannah sort of hung herself on stage. Yes. He's a real person. Oh, I've drank two bottles of wine. Anyway, carry on.
We don't endorse that.
No, don't do that.
Except at Christmas. Yeah.
He's a real guy. He's a real guy. And he just disappeared.
Disappeared.
He still lives out there. And my number is 07825.
All right. We've got real guy, not time traveller from Hannah. We've got real time traveller from Hayley. Taylor Glenn.
Yeah, real guy. Real guy. Real guy. Right. Fucked
excellent.
Off. Sit right there.
Audience,
boom.
Cheer if he's a real time traveller. Yay. Cheer if he's a real person and a liar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cheer if the whole thing is a hoax. Okay. The audience has also spoken. And the middle option won. Real person, not a time traveller. Sorry, Hayley. You solved it!
Hey!
Now, no one's going to be able to see this picture.
Oh, I love it when Katie brings a picture. This is so nice.
By the listeners.
See, there's this... You can Google this. This
it's
guy,
also in black and white.
This is a real... Okay, wait, I'll describe it. This is an... do you know what? It's an audio podcast. I just remembered. Now, this is a photo from the Bralorn Museum.
Where?
I know I've said it wrong, but we don't have time for me to learn a new thing. So, this photo shows the opening of the Gold Bridge in Canada, 1941, and among the crowd, who are all wearing 40s clothes, stands a man
No, this is not going to be The Shining now, is it?
No.
Niche reference.
No. It's not, although it's along those lines, to be fair.
He cannot.
Now, one man is not dressed in 1940s fashion. He's got a zipped hoodie, he's got a t-shirt, and he's got a sentry. It looks like a logo, and it looks like a portable camera in his hands, and he's got sunglasses on.
And this Kanye West.
It's a verified, genuine picture, but people have also commented that it's not a time traveler because. Officially, this guy's sunglasses are from the 1920s, and it's not a zip up top. It just looks like one, and the top is not a logo top. It's an embroidered top.
Oh.
So have fun googling that.
Wait, and the theory being that this is the same guy?
No, it's not. It's just that there's a few instances of time travel, and this is one of the ones that's like everyone goes to, but it's officially debunked. Or is it? Does anyone have a listener crime?
Hey, yeah. Over there, off
the top right. shelf.
Come on over.
Come on down.
Come on down. Leap
over the ladies and gentlemen, give them a round of applause.
Yay.
This might have to last a while. They're quite far back.
Doobie-doo-ba-ba-doobie-doo-ba.
Hey,
welcome.
Hello, what's your name?
Welcome.
My name's Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
I have a PG crime or an R rating crime, so I'll let you decide.
I'd like to apologise to the Lowry. I'm sorry about that. But that, I mean, that
I'm
was pretty
fucking
cool.
I'm glad you're that excited about it,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, R-rated, please.
So this is a crime about a verbal agreement for an exchange of goods that wasn't honoured.
Okay.
When I was 16 years old, I went to Centre Parks with some of my friends, with their grandparents. And it was the end of high school. My boobs had just come in.
Yes, please.
So
I fucking love Centre Parks as well. This story is everything I've ever wanted.
So I got quite chummy with Lifeguard.
Did you go to the Jardin de Sport? Sorry, no, that's, you know it. She knows it. Sorry, you got chummy with a lifeguard?
Yes.
How old was he?
He was 19. I was 16.
I'll allow it.
And I agreed with him that in exchange for my virginity, I would get his Nike trainers. So, I never got his Nike trainers. So, is the crime that he didn't honour the goods, or is the crime that I'm actually a prostitute for trainers?
Oh my God! Do you know what? Do you know what? This is. He has reneged on a contract.
It was a verbal agreement. There was discussions about the in and outs of the unisex changing rooms and the. I would go in one door and he would go in the other door and, yeah, all sorts of things. I never saw him again.
Well,
Jenny, you're a legend. That's all I know.
I have to say, I really wanted to come 2 years ago, but I was in Madrid when you were here and I've been dying. So I went
away to
the top. Over there, this is why.
Oh, man. But seriously, like, I've been, because I'm always looking for cases. I've been learning all about the Edwardians. And no, they did, like, when, no, listen, this does, because it's just like that. No, but they did this thing where when people got engaged, that was a contract, and then if for whatever reason they never got married, the women could sue the men for breaking the contract. Because, you know, if they'd been engaged for 2 years, whatever, they'd been off the shelf, they could have landed somebody else. So they needed money reparations for...
So you're going to hold Jenny to Edwardian legal standards, is what you're saying?
Well, the other thing was sometimes they fucked, and that's linked to Jenny.
So he didn't give you his Nike shoes?
No.
No, can I just say, though, Jenny, I went to Centre Park the other week.
I have to say, they were grey.
That's amazing.
I did have to do anal for them.
Full circle!
Circle of life!
Well, that's not what that song's about.
What size feet was he, Jenny?
Well, I'm a size 6. I think he might have been a size 7, so it's like.
That
just
would
about.
Have worked. Yeah.
Just about right.
What size are they, Hayley?
Seven with a little bit of padding, they fit fine. Have you looked for him on Facebook? Did you know his full name?
No, I can't remember. I'm rubbish with names. Just with faces and colours, wow. Obviously.
do you know, like, do all your friends, Jenny, go, where did you get that top? You went, well, Magaluf last week.
I have to say, it's what it's, you know, other people might be embarrassed. It's not me.
No, honestly, and no, and nor should you. And this is the thing. He has broken a verbal contract.
Yep. Yeah.
He's a criminal. And he's relying he's relying on the fact that you don't want to tell people to get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and now you've told, I mean...
You've told like everyone.
A so lot of people listen to the podcast.
The joke's right. on him.
It was, it was a long time ago. I'm younger than I'm older than I look, sorry.
I think we should contact Centre Parks.
But yeah.
Sherwood Forest. I need to tell you
Man, you need to get a free spa day out of this. Because... Wow.
That would shake up the lost and found.
It's like dirty dancing all over again.
I'm not sure if this is going to help you, but...
We solved it. You're in the clear. He's going down.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Thank you for sharing your crime. She's so smart, because the rest of us, I never thought to be like, and if I do this, you give me that. Like, that's just smart. Smart.
I would love some Nikes after I've lost my virginity. I just cried.
Well, it just remains to say...
It's a bit awkward. We literally have to, like, end it right now, because we need to get out of the theater.
Hey, what are you up to, Hayley? What do you want to plug?
What are you exchanging for sex?
Well, I'm going back to Sherwood Forest this weekend. The best one as well, that Jenny.
Longleat for life. Sorry, guys. Oh, yeah. if we're going Centre Park, but go on.
I'm doing a tour next year, I'm in Manchester. I'm doing the Frog and Bucket in August.
Yay!
There's only a few hundred tickets left, so. Just me and the sound guy at the minute, but it's fine. There'll be a mystery there to solve. I have to pay the venue fee and I can't afford it, but yeah.
Anyway. Wait, so when's that?
I think it's August. I'm doing Frog and Bucket. I start a tour next year, so I start
in
January.
Wicked. And what is there a name of the tour?
Yeah, it's called The Invisible Mam, and it's about me being a geriatric mum and getting old and how, like, in show business, no one employs you anymore. It's true though, isn't it? But I appreciate you having me on though, so that's age. Age is no limit for podcasts.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I would like to leave a sort of high, but it's time to go.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming out. We love you, Manchester.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming, guys.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman. Music by The Lion and the Wolf. If you would like to, you can follow us on Drunk Women Pod on Twitter. On Facebook and Insta, we are Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And also, if you have a crime that you would like us to solve, write it on a review on Apple Podcasts as well. Thank you to Acast, and thank you for listening. Bye!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.